Periszkóp Rádió Pécs, a műsor címe pedig Színusz. Csak annyit szeretnék még mondani, hogy a mai műsort azt a nagypám emlékére szánom. Biztos hallgatja ott fent. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Jó.
Yeah. crossing the Torah is a code of hidden words and phrases that not only reveals our past and present, but foretells our future. Some even believe that it contains the actual blueprints of the universe.
Oh, as it seems. So unresolved, so unredeemed. It's been so long that I can't be sure, and it's been so
when we put it like that, you can't really have enough chickens. You can always have more chickens. I mean, there's almost always there'll be space, you know, to squeeze food more in. So you'll always have more chickens.
Have enough chickens. Everyone wants chickens. We have to worry about that. Everyone wants chickens. The way to have more chickens.
Animal welfare campaigners have demanded action to curb the cruel and unnecessary shipment of millions of live animals around the world in slaughter. Launching a new campaign on the issue today, a coalition of animal charities and lobby groups urged governments to tighten restrictions on the trade. The campaigners say the animals, including sheep, pigs, horses, cattle and poultry, can face several weeks housed in cramped and overcrowded conditions with inadequate rest, food and protein.
Steak. Steak, what you want to do first of all, we received it vacuum packed, so you need to take it out of that. Obviously it's refrigerated, so you need to make sure it comes out of the refrigerator. As soon as the order comes on, we take it out of the refrigerator and let it rest. This lets it sort of, because obviously when it freezes, it goes like you would in the body, you know, it goes all tight. So you want to let it relax, let the tendons sort of spread out, nice and relaxed.
Pigs, they shed themselves. I killed like five or six pigs. Yeah, I'm not sure. Swear God. In the north of the country.
I'm not fucking with you.
So the guy comes from the coral. No. It was
my fun.
No, I was working in a hotel in the north of the country, near the village. So in the village they have a tradition. They raise all the pigs. just for the smoke meat. It's for the chorizo, it's for the bacon, nothing else. They don't use the grilled turkey meat, just for the sausage, the chorizo, not sausage. You get like here, four kind of sausage. So the way they kill the pig, there was a small bench. So
yeah, that an impact
So they put on the bench. Goes on the
thank you, that looks delicious.
Three or four guys hang around, so you put a rope all over it, you grab in the leg, and you come over there. The guy goes straight to here, but the blood's draining.
Hi, you are listening to Meat Feast FM, the Meat Lovers channel, sponsored by...
New favourite recipe sausages from Walls. So tasty, there'll be trouble.
Kiwi bacon. You can't help but help yourself.
Kowalski! Kowalski!
You never saw such
sausage.
New Wilson smoked sausage. 20% less fat, more lean.
Expect exposed flavorings. Same authors. E450I and E4503. Onion batter. Preservative. E23. Spice extracts. Antioxidants. E300.
Oh, thank you. That looks delicious. Color. Quadrant yield. I mean, as humans, it's within our condition to eat meat. I don't feel that there's anything inherently wrong with that. The question we really need to be asking, the real issue here, is whether, well, where that meat is coming from and how has it gotten to our plate. Say, in a typical 100 grams of sausage meat, for example, we get 304.6 kcal, and we'll get 9.8 grams of carbohydrate, protein, 12.8 grams, fiber, zero, fat, a whopping 23.8 grams. But these are just the basic nutritional values. I mean, what else is going in there? Protein in meat is our main ingredient for growing muscle. It's essential. Processed foods often have a higher ratio of calories to other essential nutrients than unprocessed foods. It's a phenomenon referred to as empty calories, so-called junk food, produced to satisfy customer demand for convenience and low cost. There are most often mass-produced processed food products. Diets high in saturated fat are correlated with an increased incidence of atherosclerosis with coronary heart disease.
And it's all very well saying, oh, that was a delicious meal, but do you know what you've actually just eaten?